producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey, welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders. And speaking of that, what a pleasure to be joined by Luke Vargas. He's joining us from Hanoi, Vietnam. He's attending the 12th Communist Party Congress. How fascinating is that? Hey, Luke, thanks for joining us. So the first obvious question is, what's happening in Vietnam?
Well, what's happening in Vietnam is a rather historic event. It happens every 5 years. The Communist Party here, and just to reboot, this is a country which has a constitution that mandates that the Communist Party be in charge. One of, I guess, only three countries on earth with that sort of legislation or laws. And they are choosing basically their leaders this week. Today they are choosing their Politburo, their sort of cabinet, and then tomorrow they will pick the president and the prime minister. And in addition to that, why I came here is not because Americans will have any interest in who the prime minister is, but because they also incorporate their foreign policy for the next 5 years and their domestic policy. And the former is really important because we're dealing with the South China Sea territorial dispute. And unlike many of the other countries in the region, which are fledgling democracies and are a little bit distracted, it would seem, from the cause of protecting their territory against China, Vietnam is in a very interesting place where its sort of ability to make these long-term plans and set a course and stick to it might let it stand out as a country perhaps able to push back against Chinese aggression in the South China Sea, or as they call it here, the East Sea. So we will learn on Thursday what they've decided to do and if they're going to shift to be confrontational with China or if they're going to move and be a little bit more accommodating and maybe get some economic benefit from having done that.
Yeah, what's it been like for you to be in the thick of this? And this is just the start of the week, but I imagine you've had a few encounters.
I have. I mean, this has been a past 12 months of you know, sort of these big propaganda events between the big 70th anniversary commemorations in Moscow for the end of World War II and now this party Congress. I mean, you go anywhere around the country, and I was in Saigon the past few days, and every street corner has the hammer and sickle banners up. There are just, you know, what must be hundreds of thousands of billboards around the country with communist imagery, you know, peasants in the field wearing their, you know, saluting. And it's, you know, rather amazing imagery. My conversations have been quite interesting. I just had an interview with the former economics minister. Later today, I'm going to the Congress itself and going to interview the former foreign minister of the country. So I have to say, when you sort of trade in some of your press freedoms as an international reporter and sort of adhere to a more scripted press program, the access that you're able to get to the government increases. And so it's nice to be able to peel away from my minder a little bit and be able to join you on the air and speak a little bit more candidly than I otherwise might be able to.
Yeah, and as far as you being there, are there other journalists that are there as well?
Most of the big outlets have local reporters, and I can understand why. I mean, there's sort of a limit to what I can dig up as an English speaker in a country where, you know, the people with the interesting opinions, I guess a number of them are the party members themselves, but I would really like to know a lot more about what the average people of this country have to think. And it's that kind of interaction which I think, let's say, you know, a BBC reporter based in Hong Kong who speaks Vietnamese might be better placed. But there are not a lot of foreign reporters, as in, you know, American bureau chiefs like myself who make the trip out here. So, again, it feels pretty cool to be in a place that I feel like a lot of my journalistic colleagues at the UN don't get a chance to go.
You talked about the big deal on Thursday, the South China Sea, or as they call it, the East Sea. And John Kerry was there yesterday for meetings about that. Did anything eke out of it? I don't remember seeing very much.
Well, basically what the U.S. strategy is here is twofold. One is that we've decided not to directly confront China. We are working with our allies, namely the Philippines, but Vietnam to a lesser extent, in trying to sort of build up a legal case against China. You'll remember late last year, the U.S. Navy sailed within the 12 nautical mile claimed territory of these dredged up Chinese islands. That's a very, you know, formal way of the U.S. saying we don't recognize the legal territorial claims that those false islands generate. If that really were Chinese territory, they, you know, could arrest us or, you know, interdict us, and they didn't do that. And so the U.S. is going to continue to do this and build up as many sort of public displays of non-recognition of that territory as we can. And what we saw from John Kerry yesterday was the other part of the strategy, that we are trying to convince other players in the region, namely Cambodia, which is very close to China, to drop this insistence that the Chinese have and the Cambodians have been parroting, that countries that have beef with China about the South China Sea deal with China directly. And you can see why that's going to be really tough for countries to do, because it basically papers over the unity, their unified frustration about Chinese territorial aggression. And it makes it a lot easier for China to extract concessions. You know, they can go to Brunei and negotiate with them one-on-one and offer them things that, you know, cause them to sort of stop, you know, condemning China on the world stage. Or they can go to the Philippines and try to break each of these countries off and negotiate with them separately. So the U.S. very publicly yesterday, John Kerry saying, we don't endorse that strategy. We want to use ASEAN, which is the sort of regional political bloc, to be the negotiator on behalf of all the countries with grievances here. So that's the U.S. strategy. But beyond that, you know, we're not going to tell China what to do, but we are certainly speaking through a lot of our allies in the region.
Yeah. Last one, you know, a minute or so. Vietnam is a hot place to go. A lot of Americans actually go there. So I imagine when you're talking about economics, the economics minister, and I'm sure tourism, that may be a big part of it, has to be huge for Vietnam.
It is. Tourism is really big. And you look at a city like Saigon or Ho Chi Minh City, and it's full of American expats, a lot of them creating businesses. I know I've heard that beer is really popular here, so I wanted to go to some of the breweries in Saigon. Turns out all the top-rated ones are owned by Americans who have, you know, left Telluride, Colorado to come and set up shop. So, yeah, it's a pretty dynamic place. The economy is booming. I mean, this country is meeting all of its UN development milestones. It's a real economic success story, and they've done that by rejecting the World Bank, by not taking the advice of Washington, and sort of doing this sort of communist-oriented market capitalism, as they call it. I hope we get a chance to talk more at the end of the week and maybe dive into that a little bit more. But if this is the last message I get, it's a great place to come and visit. I'll tell your listeners that.
Boy, I love it. One last one. Best dish you've had so far?
The best dish?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just went out and got two banh mi sandwiches, and I'm going to, as soon as we hang up, dive into those. So I think my best meal might be just moments away from right now. But the food is great all over.
I heard the food is great. That's terrific. Luke Vargas, United Nations Bureau Chief at Talk Media News, thanks so much for coming on. Good stuff.
You bet. Thanks so much. Bye.
All right, how about that? Luke, you know, where in the world is Luke? What a life this guy leads. There he is in Hanoi, Vietnam. Stay with us. We're here in the U.S. talking about the Democrats in Iowa on the flip side.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. television. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
There is no time in human history where everything is going well. And we now live in a very interconnected world where we know everything that is going on. And where people look to the United States to help. So we have to be leading, and that means we've got to be smart about how we try to assert our power so that it is constructive, makes a difference, and does lead to greater peace and prosperity.
Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Martin O'Malley, all three were part of a town hall on CNN in Des Moines, Iowa, 1 week before voters go to the first in the nation's caucuses. It was interesting to hear, as I watched the whole thing, it was interesting to hear some of the questions at Drake University, where you had a couple of people like Chris Cuomo, who was moderating it, essentially. Somebody would come to the mic and they'd say, "This is Joe, and he's voting for Bernie Sanders, but you have a chance to convince him." Or, "He doesn't think, he's not sure who he's voting for," or whatever it was. And it was just kind of funny to watch the reaction to that. So, obviously, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton were kind of drawing out their big differences. Clinton said she was really touched by the president, and we'll let you hear that coming up in our next segment. The president's praise for her in a recent interview where, you know, he talked about how she was effective and super smart or whatever. So Hillary Clinton asked about all kinds of things, including, you know, there were references to Benghazi, but, you know, really references to saying how great she handled the 11 hours when a few people came to the microphones. Here's what Bernie Sanders had to say when he was asked about Hillary Clinton.
"Let me shock everybody here. This is true. I've known Hillary Clinton for 25 years. You know what? I like Hillary Clinton, and I respect Hillary Clinton.
So there you go. He did say, I voted against the war in Iraq. Hillary Clinton voted for the war. I led the effort against Wall Street deregulation. See where Hillary Clinton was on this issue. And on day one, I said the Keystone Pipeline was a dumb idea. Why did it take Hillary Clinton a long time before she came into opposition to the Keystone Pipeline? I don't have to think hard about opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It took Hillary Clinton a long time to come on board that. So he did get his licks in, but he did say that pretty much in the beginning about Hillary Clinton. So for what it's worth, they're neck and neck in Iowa polling wise. With the caucuses, you know, you never know. The caucuses could turn things in a different direction. I mean, in fact, if you want to get technical about it, Sanders in a poll of polls, which means you take the average of all the polls, Clinton is actually a few points behind Sanders for what it's worth. So he's got 46%, she's got 44%, and O'Malley has 4%. In a new CNN ORC national poll published on Monday, Clinton led Sanders 52% to 38%, O'Malley 2%. How do you get yourself up in the morning when and do all the things that you have to do on a campaign trail when you are just getting pummeled like O'Malley? It's like he's like the show pony. And O'Malley was a governor, was a mayor. You think of Maryland and Baltimore, and, you know, that was his entree, his bigger entree into politics. And you got to figure, maybe as a guy who's riding the caboose, if one of the two were elected, would he get a cabinet spot, you know? But the Republicans have plenty to say about why it won't be and should not be a Democrat who gets into office this next time around. And we know that we just saw the latest from the Republicans a couple of weeks ago in their debate. It wasn't a town hall. And some of the jabbing back and forth. And a lot was made about that. There was a lot of conversation. Bernie Sanders mentioned it. O'Malley mentioned it. Hillary Clinton mentioned it. We stick to the issues. We talk about our disagreements with the issues. But we do not attack each other like the front runner in the Republican race for the nomination. And of course, she's talking about Donald Trump and what he's saying about Cruz, which you'll also hear on this show. I mean, now he's just flat out going after Cruz. He's just slamming him. And Cruz is fighting, back. Cruz slams Trump in a New York Values attack ad where in the ad he says it's a 30-second ad, it's in Iowa, and the television ad has footage of Trump's 99 interview on Meet the Press where he declares himself to be pro-choice in every respect. It has features a clip of Trump that he's also saying, how stupid are the people of Iowa, when, ahead of the caucuses, obviously, and the female narrator concludes the spot, wraps it up, saying, Donald Trump, New York values, not ours. So right away, so you get the picture, Donald Trump jumps on the 140-character world and sets it on fire and says, Ted Cruz is a nervous wreck. He's making reckless charges, not caring for the truth. His polls are way down. Cruz going down fast in recent polls, dropping like a rock. Lies never work. Then he comes back with another one. Cruz lies are almost as bad as Jeb's. These politicians will do anything to stay at the trough. Wow. But that's, again, Donald Trump. So it's something that we haven't heard. Every time he takes a stab at somebody, usually his numbers shoot up. And that's exactly what happens when he goes after Cruz, when he goes after Jeb Bush, you know, whoever it might be. Hillary Clinton was asked about the whole email thing, essentially, because Somebody said, can we be sure you're telling the truth? Somebody came to the mic and asked the question. And, of course, the FBI is ready to recommend indicting Hillary Clinton for her email scandal. If the attorney general doesn't follow through, the agency's investigators say they're going to go public with their findings. That's at least something that I heard through a report of an interview that was done with Tom DeLay, the former U.S. House Majority Leader. That's what he says. We'll see, because I don't know that the Attorney General, if you think about it, Loretta Lynch is not going to, I just can't imagine that there's going to be an indictment there. So then, once that's all made public, what does that do? Hillary Clinton said, we both know, or we all know, that the emails are, they're just coming after me, essentially. That's what she was saying. And that's there's nothing there, and that she gave them everything, and there's some embarrassing things, but that's it, about her lack of being able to use technology or whatever. But that's, there was nothing that you would find in any of her emails worth anything. So she was asked several questions around it and just answered it in those ways. And you know, here you've got you have the Democrats in the town hall, and this is 1 week in front of it. Then you have Zogby saying Fox can't afford to have the debate canceled because, of course, the Republicans, you know, Donald Trump and Fox News execs apparently are going to make up before Thursday's Republican debate with Trump backing down from his threats to boycott the event if they don't replace moderator Megyn Kelly. And, you know, because that was the whole thing. Okay, if you're not going to do that, then I'm out. That was one of the things that, you know, Trump said. Trump said that this defines a symbiotic relationship. So, you know, listen, they're working together. Trump has been at war with Kelly since the first Republican debate, when he accused her of deliberately targeting him with questions about how he viewed women, using quotes, some from his Apprentice show. And then the next day, there were references back and forth between the two of them that prompted the Fox chief, Roger Ailes, to get involved, to call Donald Trump to smooth things over. So Trump is going after Kelly again, threatening to boycott, but very doubtful, right? If history teaches us anything, the show will go on. We know it, don't we? We just scratched the surface. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Not get along with anybody. He's a nasty person. He tells lies. I mean, he said, I knocked down some woman's home. He's got bulldozers. I never knocked down her home. She didn't want it.
Donald Trump, plenty to say about Ted Cruz. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. There's a snapshot, buzz in the land. Donald Trump, I just mentioned some of the things he said in the 140-character world. There he is. All over Ted Cruz, like white on rice, as they say. This is politics, and that's what happens, even on the same side, although the Democrats say they're playing nice. It's only about the differences in the issues, not personal attacks, as Hillary Clinton said, like the front runner is doing to his side, basically. So Cruz, I mentioned this already, slammed back on Trump, going after him. In his ad in Iowa. It's pretty interesting because you see the leads, and you know the leads have not changed. I mentioned this. He gets a bump. Trump gets a bump up every time he goes after somebody. So it obviously has not affected, maybe some of you are listening and you like Trump and that's it. It's not affecting you because you know there's not a muzzle. In fact, you know, there's no way there could be a muzzle with some of what is going on again coming out of Trump. Nobody could be telling him to say the things he's saying. And that's why you get that unfiltered version. So It's interesting because, you know, I always say I'm the poll princess, but half of the Republicans want a candidate with no political experience. And this was something I've talked about many times. What is it that you think is so key in a president? And a lot of people have called this show, and by the way, Democrats and Republicans, to say they're not interested in the same old political machine. So half of the voters, and these are Republicans, say they'd rather cast their votes, their ballots, for somebody who's never even been in politics. Just that's it. The Rasmussen report showed that only 10% of all voters think it's positive when a candidate is described as a career politician. And see, it should be, in some ways, if you look back, it should be something positive because that means you're a public servant and you're supposedly tossing aside giant monies or other money sources you could have. So that's not the way it's described now, though. 48% of Republicans would prefer voting for a political newcomer. That's up from the 41% Republican voters felt that way in 2011. So they already felt that way before. Now it's just jumped up. The poll also found 73% of Democrats and 49% of independents would be more likely to vote for someone with political experience. You know, what's that political experience that we're talking about? Somebody who's a mayor, somebody who's a governor, somebody who's already currently on the Hill. 64% of those who see Trump as very likely to win the Republican presidential nomination say they prefer a candidate who has never held office. I mean, I just gave you those numbers in 20 different directions, so it's pretty obvious that there is frustration with the same old, but doesn't it seem like we're always saying that? And you could go back in history and certainly read about, in old newspapers, people saying that. If you did a man on the street, what was their reaction? I think the key is, in saying that the same old, it's this shroud of secrecy then being bombarded by whatever has become a law. I mean, do we feel like we're in this together? Do we have representatives or do we have people that are just flat out running on their own agenda? And I venture to guess most of you would say running on their own agenda. All right, where it matters, Trump leads in Iowa and New Hampshire, because this is results season, so it's about getting results. And because somebody leads in the polls doesn't mean they will win the caucuses in Iowa and go on to win the primaries in New Hampshire. But if it's a big enough lead in the polls, it does bode well that that could happen. And Trump is at the top in Iowa and in New Hampshire. Much tighter, as I already mentioned, on the Republican side. So if you have Trump in Iowa, 39%, Cruz 34%, then you drop off from there. Rubio, Senator Marco Rubio, 13%. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, 5%. And then it gets worse from there in the single digits. So next Monday, we'll be talking about results. Of course, there's always the margin of error of, you know, plus or minus, usually 7% or so in this case, probably 7%. And that can, you know, that can make a little bit of a difference, I think, in those lower numbers. And I guess you could say it could make a difference with Cruz and Trump, but I don't think so. I think that you're going to see that gap widen. So I'm fascinated about the caucuses. I'm fascinated about the primaries. And then the primaries that go from there, because how many candidates who have won? Here's a great question for you. How many candidates, think about this, who have won Iowa and New Hampshire have won a presidential election? How many of them have won? Think about it for a second. I know you can come up with the answer. And you don't have to type it in. You don't have to go and look for it. And the answer is the primaries do play a key role and have since, you know, like New Hampshire since 1952. But there are drawbacks to that. And then once somebody's a presidential candidate, is that what's usually happening? You know, it's the old saying of so goes Ohio. Ohio, what happens in Ohio is the big deal. So the caucuses are important because of the narrowing of the field and, you know, do they go on to win the nomination? So Democrats have altered their primary process, and they have a trend that seems to have happened. Campaigns start with the Iowa caucuses, of course, followed by New Hampshire. The Iowa caucuses were important in the early 70s. Democrats had them in January. The highest number of votes went to a front runner then, Ed McCuskey, right? If you think about it, or Muskie, rather, sorry. Ed Muskie, easy for me to say. And also the insurgent guy, George McGovern. McGovern's better-than-expected showing in Iowa boosted really what was happening with him. His second place showing in New Hampshire, that there was more momentum, so then there was excitement over that. But guess what? In 1976, Jimmy Carter won the most votes of any Democratic candidate in Iowa and used it to help his campaign when he headed to New Hampshire. And, of course, he won New Hampshire before capturing the nomination and then ultimately the presidency. So somebody asked me that today, why is it so key? Why is New Hampshire so key? And the thing that's cool about Iowa and the caucuses, too, is they're in person at the precinct level. But, you know, fewer than 10% of Republicans or Democrats participate in caucuses. You know, so that's why there's a question as to their effectiveness. They attract the really passionate and dedicated people that are part of the political parties. And there's been some criticism of how is this equal. In Iowa, Democrats say the lack of, you know, there's a lack of ethnic minorities in the state. So does that affect the balance? But then people defending it say the system tests candidates like no other state can, and it can unite the party. I don't know. Too old school or not? Yay or nay? It's such a handful of people that we're talking about. It's so small compared to a full-on deal, a full-on, you know, ballot. It's such a tiny amount of people that are involved in it, and that's what is, you know, so interesting to see. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
I hear me echoing in the background. What's up, Dan?
Hello, hello. I'm turning off my little radio here. I was looking for my joke packet that I have, but I couldn't find it. Anyway, I'm going to shock you. I'm going to literally shock you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's not talk about politics. I want to talk about something else.
Go for it.
Did you see the ice skating this weekend?
In the Northeast?
Yes, when they had the promo. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
That was the most fabulous. That the three, Wagner and the next girl,
yes.
And then Gold. Was
yep.
absolutely unbelievable.
Yep. Yes.
And when Wagner walked out there, I said, this girl is a killer. You watch her. And her performance was standing O. The next girl went out there, and she topped her. She got a 204 on overall score, which was mind-blowing. And then Gold looked up there and seen what she had to do. And she went out, and she hit every jump just as clean could be. And she topped it off with doing the most fantastic spin at the end that was unbelievable. And she brought the house down.
I know. Ashley Wagner. Amazing.
Ashley Wagner. Ashley Wagner.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I totally agree. I'm so pleased that you watch skating, and I agree with you, Dan, interjecting a little sports, no politics. She is one to watch, that's for sure. Beauty and grace, too, as well. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tonight, and talking about a couple of things related to what you have dumped on me with the mailbag. We're going to go to the mailbag in just a second. Some of you from the Northeast lamenting all the snow and wishing you lived in warm weather areas. Great until you have to clear it. That's what Tom said. And then there were some comments about the town hall for the Dems and what's going on with the Republicans as well. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Jeff, and Jeff says, Kate, I know you talked about once a very long time ago having to chase the bad guys when you worked at a TV station who had escaped from prison. Did you hear about what happened in California? Saying there was a report saying that there was a manhunt underway for three inmates, including one dude who's accused of murder, another accused of torture, who escaped at an Orange County jail on Friday. They say they cut some kind of quarter-inch metal plate. They cut through it. They crawled through plumbing tunnels to the roof. They cut through the rebar. How do people escape prison? I guess I just answered it from the report. Then they rappelled 4 to 5 stories, some 50 feet or so, using the sheets. Have they caught them yet? What a blunder. You know what? I'm glad you actually sent me that email. Because, in fact, they haven't. There was one guy in jail on murder charges. There was another guy in jail for torture and kidnapping. And there was another guy with attempted murder charges, which is scary. I mean, these are extremely dangerous people. And they're all over the tube. If anyone has any information, if you know anything about these, you see these men, it's like, are you kidding me? And what a way to get out of prison. I mean, they had this down. They say they're following every lead they can, and, you know, they can't believe it, and it was crazy and well thought out and whatnot, and they're learning more about how it happened. You know, how did they do this? Did the other inmates see them escape? I don't think anyone's going to squeal. If you see somebody wiggling through a pipe that they cut through and some elaborate plan, I just can't imagine other inmates saying, screaming out, oh, someone's trying to escape. No, I don't think so. And the fact, though, that they were charged with what they were charged with, that is, to me, that is the frightening part. Cutting the steel bars, the escape, yeah, craziness. That's pretty darn daring. Bed sheets. You know, I mean, bed sheets are scary. Either people are killing themselves with bed sheets or they're escaping. How about this one from Ham? Delaney, I heard you talking about your flexible flyer. I got a flexible flyer. It got great use over the weekend. My grandson actually used it. The blizzard was insane, girl. You would not want to be here, especially if you had to shovel. I know you know this, but some of the deaths of the people that died, close to 16 or so, the number keeps changing, at least from what I've heard on our local news, Action News, here in Philadelphia. It was just an insane amount of snow, and the cleanup really kind of shut us down for Monday, because it was a freeze and a refreeze, and yeah, nasty business. Fun when you don't have to worry about it. Not so fun when you got to clean it up. Yeah, it didn't look very fun to me. The whole hearing people talk about shoveling and blowing snow, and my nephew was blowing snow from the neighbors' houses. Somebody else I worked with, my buddy Keith in Long Island, told me that he had to do, because he wanted to, had an elderly neighbor help them, help another guy across the street, lent someone the blower. So it's just an insane amount of snow. In Washington, truckloads of snow, you know, basically mountains of snow. Now, see, that's the horror show. What do you do with all of it? The mountains of snow were basically came tumbling into the parking lot of RFK Stadium, where they are going to bring a machine that can melt 60 tons of snow an hour. And in New York, there was a travel ban that was lifted Sunday. You know, it was same thing with Washington, but they still asked people to stay off the roads if they could. And even on Monday, because, you know, you got that black ice thing. So when the temperatures drop at night, some of these third shifters, you know what I'm talking about. You probably were dealing with it. And now it's really scary. And the amounts of snow, 22 inches at the Philly airport, BWI, the airport there, 29 inches, Dulles, 29, Reagan, 17. Just awful. I mean, just awful, 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 awful. And then, you know, a crazy thing happens. This happened when Boston had their bad snowstorm last year. In Passaic, New Jersey, which is northern New Jersey, a mother and son were killed. Check this out. They were inside a car trying to stay warm while the father was shoveling snow outside. The car's exhaust pipe was blocked with snow, so that caused carbon monoxide to get into the car. A daughter who's also in the car is in critical condition. Oh, my gosh. Can you just... when I heard that story, I feel for that man. I just can't even imagine... I just can't even imagine that. It's just an awful, awful story. I mean, just a terrible, terrible story. And they had a similar thing happen in Boston, just accidental. They don't know. Of course, that lulls you into sleep, basically, a poison death. And he's busy shoveling. So how aware, you know, could you be? You're just not thinking of that. And, of course, they're posting warnings all over the place now. All right, let's jump back to it. This one from Dennis. Kate, I'm so sick of the Democrats, but I'm not crazy about the Republicans either. I used to be a Democrat, and then I became a turncoat, saw the light, and went Republican because I started a small business, frankly, and I saw all the red tape that was being wrapped around my head and strangling me to death. And then I started to see a few more things I didn't like. But I'm not really wild about the Republicans. I don't hate Donald Trump. I don't really hate any of the candidates, but I'm not excited about any of them. Where are all the good guys? Do they not want to run because it's just a pain in the rear end job, thankless, and you're going to have half the world hate you? I think it's a tricky thing to run for president. It's expensive. You have to want to do it. I don't feel sorry for anyone running for president because you shouldn't take on that role if you don't want to do it. If it's all about, if it's an ego trip or something, that's not a good thing because it's a... what you represent and who you are is just too darn important to our sense of democracy. So any of those people, I hope they're wiped out and they don't make it far enough. I mean, we could argue about past presidents, right? So here's another one. This one from Eileen. Kate, I don't hate Hillary Clinton. I despise her. There's just something about her that does seem dishonest to me. I mean, I hate to say it. I'm not attacking her just to jump on the bandwagon with so many other people. It's easy to pile on a Clinton, let's face it. But there's kind of a joke in there. But I don't believe what she says. I do at least believe Bernie Sanders. He might not be anyone I would vote for, and I'm going to vote for a Republican. But I think he has good intentions, even though they're nowhere near what I think as far as my ideology. What a mess our political system has become. Yeah, let's hope, though, people go out and vote. The more people that vote, the more you can change the world, my friends, I swear. At least we know on the local level, and we're talking about the people who represent us, I really think it makes a huge, huge difference. Big hand to all of you. Woohoo! Thanks for listening.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.